You're tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Campus Community Radio.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey there. The time is 2 p.m. and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you 2 hours of folk and roots music. I hope you can keep the dial tuned to 95.9 FM. We'll begin the show this week with a new one from Jerome Paxton. He's a contemporary Los Angeles musician whose style draws from recordings made before World War II. This is the first single from his forthcoming album, Things Done Changed. It's his own song called What's Gonna Become of Me.
One morning in May, I spied a fair couple all winding their way. One was a lady as fair as could be, and the other was a soldier, and a brave lad was he. They walked by the river for an hour or two. When from the satchel a fiddle he drew, he played out a message that made the hills ring. Hark, hark, said the lady, hear the nightingale sing. Said the soldier to the lady, will you marry me? Oh no, says the lady, this never can be. Oh no, says the lady, this never can be. I've a wife in Columbus and children twice three. Young ladies, take warning by me. Never place your affections on a green growing tree. Never place your affections on a green growing tree. If you do, they'll deceive you as mine has done me. It was early one morning, one morning in May.
Sunny day, watching the clouds winding their way, huffing and a puffing on the corncob pipe, watching the berries and the buds grow ripe. And out of the blue, out of the clear, all of a sudden got a big idea. His feet rose up from off of that chair. All of the animals stopped to stare. There was feathers in the air, feathers in the ground. The moose and deer all stood around. The ducks and the geese just flapped in awe. The greatest commotion you ever saw. Well, the bugs and the birds all stopped their sound. Even the worms beneath the ground. Old Crow that day had a mighty idea, and all the world seemed to want to draw near. Because in a little while he plumb forgot, and in a little while I do declare, he was rocking in the puffin' in his rocking chair. Well, a big bull moose just tossed his head, and into the trees he softly fled. The bears and the birds just walked their way, cubs and butterflies went to play. sunny day, watching the clouds winding their way, huffing in a bucket on a corn crop pot, watching the berries in the box come ripe. Out of the blue, out of the clear, all of a sudden got a big idea. His feet rose up from off of that chair, all of the animals stopped to stare.
Heard Willie Dunn with Old Crow's Great Idea. He was a Mi'kmaq musician and film director from Montreal, known for songs like I Pity the Country and Son of the Sun. That one's off the recent Light in the Attic reissue of his 2004 album Son of the Sun. Before that, we heard Jake Xerxes Fussell with One Morning in May. He's a musician from Georgia, and that one's off his latest album When I'm Called, which came out on July 12th. It's a traditional English folk song that's been collected throughout the UK and North America. And to kick off the show, we heard a new one from Jerome Paxton called What's Gonna Become of Me. We'll hear one now off the 1965 album This Land Is Mine, South African Freedom Songs. The songs on the album were composed in the 1950s in support of the South African Liberation Movement. The description of this song, We Protest for Our Land, reads, "We are crying for our land, which was grabbed away from us."
When first from sea I landed, I had a roving mind. I rambled undaunted, my true love to find. Then I met pretty Susan with her cheeks like the rose, and her skin was like the lily's fair, or the flower that grows. And her skin was like the lily's fair, or the flower that grows. Oh, a long time I courted her, till I wasted my store. her love turned to hatred because I was poor. She said, I love another one whose fortune I'll share. So be gone from pretty Susan, the pride of Kildare. So be gone from pretty Susan, the pride of Kildare. Broken-hearted next morning, as I strolled by the way, I met pretty Susan with her young man so gay. And as I passed by her with my heart full of care, I sighed for pretty Susan, the pride of Kildare. I sighed for pretty Susan, the pride of Kildare. Once more to the ocean I'm resolved for to go. I am bound for the eastward with my heart full of woe. It's there I'll see pretty girls with jewels so rare. But there's none like pretty Susan, the pride of Kildare. But there's none like pretty Susan, the pride of Kildare.
We just heard Grandma Pearlie Davis with May I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister. That's from a 1962 album recorded by Mike Seeger and Lisa Kiera in 1961 at the 37th Old Time Fiddlers Convention at Union Grove in North Carolina. When Seeger visited Davis and her family after one of the conventions, he learned that she didn't trust electricity and therefore didn't have it, and also saw that she had two prominent pictures on her mantelpiece. One of the first recorded rural fiddler, Fiddling John Carson, and one of Elvis Presley. She's accompanied on that one by her granddaughter. Before that, we heard Angelo Dornan with Pretty Susan. He was a folk singer from New Brunswick who lived most of his life in Alberta, but retired to his birthplace when he was in his 60s, where the researcher Helen Creighton collected about 135 traditional songs from him for use in her book of New Brunswick music. That one's from an album of Lumber and River Songs from the Miramichi Folk Festival in Newcastle, New Brunswick. It's a Canadian version of an Irish ballad. Before that, we heard We Protest for Our Land from the album This Land Is Mine, South African Freedom Songs. We'll hear one now from Railta, a Belfast-based group that play traditional Irish music. This one, Mulroy Bay, is from their 2023 album, Thing of the Earth. The song was possibly composed by Hugh Friel, who is a teacher at Carrickeel School on the shores of Mulroy Bay.
when the golden sun was setting far beyond the ocean blue, and the silvery moon is rising o'er the glittery mountain dew. I oftentimes think of Ireland and my friends so far away, and the bonny hills of Fanna on the banks of Mulroy Bay. I oftentimes see my mother standing by her cottage door, my sisters and my brothers as they wander round the shore on a lovely summer's evening in that dear land far with the fishing boats at anchor near the banks of Mulroy Bay. Where I was born, I may never see the reapers mowing down that yellow corn. Still I long for dear old Fannet, where I sported lithe and gay with the boys of of Mulroy Bay. Mulroy Bay. Mulroy Bay. I'm now a lonely exile far from my native home, a poor forlorn stranger, this wide world I must roam. Still I'll ne'er forget old Ireland on that morning dark and gray, when I bid farewell to Mary on the banks of Mulroy Bay.
The second day of vapor island, well, I mind the date. On the morning of that fateful day in 1898, when the great Earl of Leitrim, the tyrant, I should say, he left his home in Monervon on the banks of Mulroy Bay. The landlord gave strict orders on leaving home that day. Evictions they should then take place without undue delay. His bailiffs they should get to work, as you may understand. And banish us poor peasants from out of our native land. The morning it was gentle and the birds did sweetly sing. Anita words a Krishna, they made the valley ring. When Leitrim and his party, they were driving at full trot. And entering into Krishna Wood, they got a fearful shock. And the coachman named Buchanan, a lad from Milford Town, he was blowing from his station and left sprawling on the ground. May the Lord have mercy on his soul, poor boy, he suffered sore. Till death did end his misery on the banks of Mulroy Shore. I, the great exterminator, the lord of this estate. For him there was an inch of lead to hurt a masticate. His body it lay lifeless on the road, I heard him say. To feed the dogs and hungry crows on the banks of Mulroy Bay. Here's to the men who did the deed, may they remain unknown. But to that band of brothers who claim them as their own, in Donegal and Leitrim let Irishmen proclaim. And will you raise your glasses to those that ended Leitrim's reign?
Hello, this is Ryan, and you're listening to CKUW, to the program Barking Dog, 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Have a good one.
just heard Kaleidoscope with Banjo. They were a psychedelic folk band from California that was mainly active between 1966 and 1970. That one's from their third album, Incredible Kaleidoscope, from 1969. It's a piece by David Lindley, who is one of the band's main members. Before that, we heard The Men of No Property with The Banks of Mulroy Bay. That's from the 1977 Folkways album, Ireland, The Final Struggle. The Men of No Property were Belfast-born college students who took part in protests and marches in Northern Ireland in 1969 during the Northern Ireland Civil Rights Campaign. That's a ballad commemorating the ambush murder of Lord Leitrim, an infamous landlord, in 1898 after he had ordered the eviction of any tenant who failed to pay their rent on time. The liner notes for the album state, "It is no surprise that the men who did the deed were never caught. The rash of local ballads which commemorated the event were scarcely laments." Before that, we heard Railta with an unrelated song called Mulroy Bay. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And we'll hear one now from Gordon Lightfoot. This one, Boss Man, is from his first live album recorded at Massey Hall in Toronto and released in 1969. It's originally off his 1968 album, Did She Mention My Name?
Boss man, boss man, what do you say? I'll give you a loan if a man's on day. Boss man, turn it around. If you don't look away, how can I sit down? Look at this load upon my back. Gonna get this wheel back on the track. I can't hold on, but I can't let go. If I can't say yes, I can't say no. You that you're ready for me, I'm ready for you. The company plan takes all my pay. Gonna child in July and another last May. Boss man, what do you say? I'll get you alone in the mine someday. Push your face down in the coals. You got no heart, you got no soul. Country life's a life for me. In 10 more years, I'll a pensioner be. The young lad knows when the girls are out. You might say he's a rural sprout. Boss man, what do you say? Gonna get you alone in the mine someday. Boss man, clear the track. You're gonna tear the skin right off of my back. Boss man, what do you say? If you can't lend a hand, then get out of my way. It'll be murder in the first degree. Do it or lay your hands on me. Boss man, pay my rent. Dollar I earn is a dollar I spend. The company plan takes all my check. I'm breaking my back and risking my neck. Boss man, what do you say? I gotta get you alone if a man someday. I can't hold on, but I can't let go. And I can't say yes, can't say no.
His finger, Carbox is scratching his head. They ought to be shooting the bankers, but they're giving them money instead. The pleb should be storming the ramparts and wetting the guillotine's blade, singing capitalism's in crisis. So where are the barricades? Close down the city and throw all the gamblers in jail. But they're still making money, make money, as they slice up the future for sale. And Sir Numbskull still hugging his bonus. Lord Grab has made off with the loot. And the slick city traders, the corporate raiders, freebooters and fraudsters, hedge fund speculators, the stock market scammers, brain dead regulators, why aren't they all getting the boot? See how the bubbles are bursting, all that's solid melts into air. the stairs are beginning to rattle, and the rats are beginning to stare. There are cracks in the walls and the ceiling, and smoke's pouring out the front door. But the creme de la creme are all betting that the flames never reach the top floor. They tell us that cuts are essential to keep this rust bucket afloat, but nobody seems to be asking, why don't we just scupper the boat? They say we're all in this together, just like we were in the war. And in time the wheels will start turning again, and we'll all carry on as before. At last I see workers protesting, but there isn't a red flag in sight. And where are the banners proclaiming, workers of the world must unite? Do they call for the heads of the bosses, sing for capitalism's last days, or is it British jobs for British workers? What nincompoop thought up that phrase? We're pissed off, of course, and we're angry, but revolution is not really us. Give us football and Strictly Come Dancing, and we won't make too much of a fuss. Give us someone to trust and to lead us, who knows the way out of this maze, so we can go on consuming forever, or at least till the end of our days. Suit. Karl Marx looks cool in his shades. Yes, capitalism's in crisis, my dear, but where are the barricades? Where are the barricades?
Campesino vietnamita Ho Chi Minh. Tiene 77 años de lucha en vida entera. ¿Y por qué usted ha dejado de ser todos sus nombres y una voz, un aliento, una mirada? Para ser solamente y nada menos que tierra y sangre y huesos de la patria. Por todas esas cosas y por muchas otras que es difícil encerrar en jaulas de palabras, y porque para usted la dignidad del hombre es más alta que el pan, más alta que la gloria, más alta que la propia supervivencia. Su nombre es Ho Chi Minh, puede ponerse en verso. A usted puede cantársele como se canta al mar y a las montañas. ¿Por qué cantarle a usted, presidente? Poeta, campesino, es cantarle a la tierra hermosa y atormentada de Vietnam, que no tiene ya la forma de la vara de bambú con una cesta en cada extremo, sino la forma gloriosa de la única puerta por la que puede entrarse al mundo del futuro.
We just heard Grupo de Experimentación Sonora with Su Nombre Ho Chi Minh, which means Your Name Ho Chi Minh. That's from a 1971 album of songs written, arranged, performed, and produced in Cuba by the Experimental Sound Collective of the Cuban Institute of Cinematographic Arts and Industries. The lyrics are by poet Félix Pita Rodríguez, who was born in 1909 and was a member of the pre-revolutionary poetry movement of the 20s and 30s. And the music is by Pablo Milanes, who was born in 1943 and is known as a founder of the post-revolutionary Cuban Nueva Trova musical movement. Before that, we heard Leon Rosselson with Where Are the Barricades? Rosselson is a musician and children's book writer from England who first became widely known in the 1960s by performing his satirical songs on the BBC show That Was the Week That Was. That's the title track from his 2016 album, which Rosselson deemed his final recording. He wrote the song in 2008 during the global financial crisis. And before that, we heard Gordon Lightfoot with Boss Man. We'll hear one now from a 1982 album of music by the Arawak, the Kalinago, and the Warao people of Guyana. The lyrics of this song, Una Nakaisa, relate the story of a rabbit's son crying because he is hungry and his mother arriving with potatoes on her head. The unidentified man who performs the song accompanies himself on a homemade three-string banjo.
Kaisa, una nakaisa no boto, una nakaisa. Amoite hirani naute, urare aisiku. Una nakaisa, una nakaisa. Amoite hirani naute, urare aisiku. Hireima amoite naute, doi aisiku. Una nakaisa, doi aisiku. Hireima naute, amoite, una nakaisa. Una nakaisa, una nakaisa. Hiri manaute, amoite doi aisiku. Una nakaisa, una nakaisa. Hirani amoite naute, urere aisiku. Muran amonan daiwan he, ida di alia no.
Yonder comes a little man a-riding by, says, old man, your horse'll die, hop, 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 old rabbit hop. If he dies, I'll tan his skin, but if he lives, I'll ride him again, hop, 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 old rabbit hop. If he dies, it's no big loss, but if he lives, he's my old horse, hop, 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 old rabbit hop. Oh, Mr. Rabbit, you look mighty brave, but yes, my lord, I'm hunting a cave. Hop, 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 old rabbit, hop. Oh, Mr. Rabbit, your ears are mighty long. Yes, my lord, they're put on wrong. Hop, 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 old rabbit, hop. Oh, Mr. Rabbit, you look mighty thin. Yes, my lord, I'm splitting the wind. Hop, 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 old rabbit, hop. Oh, Mr. Rabbit, you look mighty brave, but yes, my lord, I'm hunting a cave. Hop, 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 old rabbit, hop. Oh, Mr. Rabbit, you got a bad habit of getting in the garden and eating up the cabbage. Hop, 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 old rabbit, hop. I'll get old Jack and put him on the track and run that rabbit to thunder and back. Hop, 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 old rabbit, hop.
Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, your ears are mighty long. Yes, don't you know they were put on wrong? Every little soul's gonna shine, shine. Every little soul's gonna shine along. Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, your nose always twitches. Yes, don't you know it always itches. Every little soul's gonna shine, shine. Every little soul's gonna shine along. Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, your tail's so tight. Yes, don't you know it was put on right. Every little soul's gonna shine, shine. Every little soul's gonna shine along. Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, where you been? Down to Mr. Angelo's garden, every little soul's gonna shine, shine. Every little soul's gonna shine along. Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, what do you eat? Carrots and cabbages from my head to my feet. Every little soul's gonna shine, shine. Every little soul's gonna shine along. Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, your ears are so long. Yes, don't you know they were put on wrong? Every little soul's gonna shine, shine. Every little soul's gonna shine along.
We just heard Pete Seeger with Mr. Rabbit. He was a folk singer and activist from New York who advocated for countless social causes through his music for 75 years. That one's from his album of animal songs called Birds, Beasts, Bugs, and Fishes, Little and Big. It's a traditional African-American folk song. Before that, we heard Horton Barker with Hop, Old Rabbit, Hop. He was an Appalachian traditional singer from Tennessee who learned the majority of his songs from the School for the Deaf and Blind in Staunton, Virginia. Sandy Patton, a founder of Folk Legacy Records, recorded him in 1961 for the album Traditional Singer, which is where that song is from. It was a popular song throughout the southern United States. And before that, we heard Una na Kaisa, which is a rabbit song from a 1982 album of music by the indigenous people of Guyana. Here's one now from Uncle Sinner from Winnipeg. This is his version of the traditional gospel song Trouble of This World, often known as Soon I Will Be Done or No More Weeping and Wailing. It's off his 2020 album of the same name.
There'll be no more weeping and a wailing no more. Weeping and a wailing no more. Weeping and a wailing. I'm going home to live with God my Lord. Well, soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. I said, soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. I'm going home. God, my Lord. Well, I'm going up to see my mother. I'm gonna shake her loving hand. I'm gonna tell her all about my troubles, 'cause I've been traveling through this land. Soon I'm gonna burn down what needs to burn. I said, soon I'm gonna burn down what needs to burn. Soon I'm gonna burn down what needs to burn. I'm going home to live with God my Lord. I died a thousand times, I could die a thousand more. I died a thousand times, I could die a thousand more. I died a thousand times, I could die a thousand more. I'm going home to live with God my Lord. I'm going out to see King Jesus. I'm gonna shake his loving hand. I'm gonna tell him all about my troubles as I've been traveling through this land. Well, I soon will be done, 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 will be done. Oh, I soon will be done, will be done, will be done. I'm going home to live with God my Lord.
I'm not to die. Around people, if I feel I'm going to die, I excuse myself, telling them I gotta go. Go where, they wanna know. I don't answer. I just get out of there, away from them, because somehow they sense something wrong. I'll awful to just sit there and they asking, are you okay? Can we get you something? Want to lie down? In God's people, who wants to die amongst people, especially when they can't do anything? To the movies. To the movies. That's where I hurry to when I feel I'm going to die. So far, it's worked.
People shall rise again. People shall rise again. When at the judgment bar, I stand before our King. People shall rise again. Great God, people shall rise again. People shall rise again. When at the judgment bar, I stand before my King. People shall rise again. And am I born to die, to lay this body down? And must my chimney furnace fly into a world unknown? When at the judgment seat of Christ, he shall say unto me, these bones shall rise again. I know that these bones gon' rise again. These bones shall rise again. When at the judgment bar, I stand before my King. These bones shall rise again. Well, I dreamed of a great judgment morning. At dawn, and the trumpet had blown. I dreamed of the nation gathered to judgment before the white throne. I said that these bones shall rise again. These bones shall rise again. When at the judgment bar, I stand before my King. These bones shall rise again. I have read in the Bible, and I believe it is true. It is once appointed that all men must die. But after death, he must appear at the judgment seat of Christ. I said that these bones gon' rise again. These bones gon' rise again. When at the judgment bar, I stand before my King. These bones gon' rise again. Well, the widows were there and the orphans. God heard, remember that cry. No sorrow in heaven forever. God wipe all that tears from their eyes. I said that these bones gon' rise again. These bones gon' rise again. When after judgment fall, I stand before my King. These bones gon' rise again.
That was the Jubilee Gospel Team with These Bones Gonna Rise Again. They were a gospel group from Virginia that recorded in the late 1920s. That's a traditional African-American spiritual about Adam and Eve being expelled from the Garden of Eden. Before that, we heard Gregory Corso with How Not to Die. He was a poet from New York City who's known as a member of the Beat Generation. That one's off a 1988 album of his poetry. And before that, we heard Uncle Sinner with Trouble of This World. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at julianacyoung.com. We'll hear one now from the Southern Fife and Drum Corps. This is from an album of Alan Lomax recordings from the Southern States from between 1959 and 1960. The Southern Fife and Drum Corps were a Mississippi fife and drum band formed by Ed Young on fife, his brother Lonnie Young Sr. on bass, and his nephew Lonnie Jr. on snare drum. William Major James, Viola James, and Alicia Franklin also perform on this song, Jim and John. It was recorded at the home of Ed Young in September of 1959.
Right here, time to go. Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Hey folks, it's Sean Burns, host of Boots and Saddle. You're listening to my favorite show, Barking Dog, on CKUW 95.9 FM.